and Benjamin about this because, you know, he's like a 7 foot tall, you know, giant with four kids and kind of the opposite of this. But we have this phenomenon, and it came out, the CIA funded it in Germany, West Germany, 30,000 kids given to pedophiles, all of it. This is all part of the plan, drag queen story time, all of it. This has gotten a lot of attention in the last 4 or 5 days, and we'll put the article back on the screen. You have a convicted sex offender targeting children, Brandon Keith Riley, and they've got this poor little baby boy. He can't be within 100 feet of a school, but he can adopt a surrogate, have a woman farm him the child. And then you see this, it makes your skin crawl, and you've had the other, quote, gay couples caught with kids they get with surrogates and or adopted, literally selling them for sex, you know, torture. And I'm not saying that's happening here, though, where there's smoke, there's fire. This is the laws in many areas around this country. Let's play the horrifying video of them, like, demonic lampreys on this baby. Here it is.
Ooh, I don't wanna grow. Wish I'd never grown. I could still be little. Ooh, I don't wanna grow. Wish I'd never
convicted
grown.
Convicted sexual abuse of children. And then, I mean, look at these people. They look like Brian Stelter. So in closing, Owen Benjamin, what do we do about aberrations like this?
Well, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I can point out and make fun of gay guys a lot, because gay guys can't procreate, they recruit. And that's just one of those fundamentals. That's a principle that you can't get away from. You know, you can't get a baby in an anus. So that's why they do this grooming, and they like to buy kids, and they want to traumatize people, because the natural state of a man is not to be a gay guy. And I think the key is just to, you know, have kids, like, support family values, call it out, like, verbally be like, that's gross. That goes a long way. I mean, just verbally saying what you think and not being afraid and not saying, you know, that that's somehow beautiful. I totally agree.
I mean, when did the spell break? It definitely broke the last few years, where whites aren't guilty for stuff we didn't do. We are ready to oppose the whole pedo agenda, the rainbow pedo flag. I mean, the spell's broken. And I'm all for free speech, but it's almost gone to a wild extreme where now people love Hitler. You know what I mean? But where's that going?
Yeah, and I called that like 7 years ago. I was like, at some point, people are going to call me a Jew. And everyone's like, no way. I'm like, dude, I'm telling you, it's how the pendulum works. And that's why victim consciousness is a problem. You know, that's why when you ask yourself, why do I have problems? And you have like a demographic, and you say, oh, it's the Jews, the blacks, the gay guys, the short guys, the tall guys, whatever. Then it kind of isolates you, where you can't really improve. So I get why there's a big upswing in Hitler, because when you paint someone as the bad guy, it's kind of like if you're in a relationship and someone sucks it, like, let's say a guy is with a chick and the guy is like a total pussy and controlling and just like, you know, fat slob. And he's always like really angry about this like jacked guy that definitely should be in prison though. Like, the chick will then bang that guy because of the hatred the guy has for him, you know, but it doesn't make him a good guy. It's not like that's your solution. You know, Hitler's been dead for like 80 years and he speaks German and it makes no sense. But he did get, you know, painted in a way that was so absurd.
Well, yeah, and they called all of us that just wanted freedom Hitler. So people go, screw it. You're calling me Hitler. I embrace it.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what happened. And it's like the same thing's going to happen with Jew. Now everybody's a Jew that, you know, goes against what some of these guys want, until that word becomes meaningless. And then we just keep growing the watermelon, man. We just got to keep growing the watermelon.
It's a crazy time to be alive. Well, Benjamin, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, man. This has been a blast.
Great interview. Come back soon. I'll come on your show too if you want. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd love it. All right. Peace.
All right. Zach, Brandon, Gary, others, your calls are straight ahead as promised. Stay with us. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of theolicshowstore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Zach, Brandon, Gary, held over. I'm going to your calls right now and a few other callers at 877-789-2539 on your report card on Trump. The knowledge of the crowd, I totally agree with it. We love what Trump overall is doing good. What he's doing bad, we're going to oppose. We're going to hold his feet in the fire, expose bad people in administration. That's the smart move. And we took a bunch of calls. They agree with me because I think that's common sense, especially that German lady. She was, I couldn't say it that good myself. So 877-789-2539. We'll take a few more calls after Zach, Brandon, and Gary. But I didn't plug last hour, and if I don't plug, we won't be here. And, man, I don't pull punches. I don't give up. If you knew how close we've been to being shut down, I had to stay here when they sent armed security without a court order to shut us down and cut the internet another time. I mean, we survived so much. People go, oh, yeah, yeah. You saw that bullet at Butler almost get Trump. That's how close this is. And the power of this broadcast is your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support. So we've got this new mega sale going that ends in just 6-7 days. I'm going to air this and come right back with your calls. Stay with us. This is a major TheAlexJonesStore.com news alert. I am cutting this announcement on the 30th of July, 2025. That means you've only got 7 days to take advantage of this massive sale at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Store-wide, buy one bottle of any of the amazing supplements or any of the Patriot Apparel t-shirts, ball caps, you name it, and you get another item absolutely free at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And there's a catch, but it's a good catch. You got to be a VIP. It's $30 a month. It's just like being an Amazon Prime. You get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers, special sales. You get massive discounts on every product right away by being a VIP. And you can cancel with one click in your profile anytime. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now and get ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid. Buy one, get one free. Power Plant, next level energy, way stronger than even Turbo Force. It's crazy. You add it with methylene drive product, it's dangerous. Be careful. These are incredible products. The Shilajit capsules and gummies. Ultimate Burn, incredible natural fat burning formula. Works great. People love it. Ultimate CMOS gummies and the capsules. The very strongest turmeric. Prebiotics, probiotics, gut cleanse. It's all there at TheAlexJonesStore.com. For the next 7 days, buy one, get one free when you're a VIP. I want to thank you all for your support. These are incredible products. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com and experience what it does for your health and overall vitality and know you're fighting the tip of the spear. Thank you so much for your support. Go now to TheAlexJonesStore.com.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old. Mel Gibson also praised methylene blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
I saw Alex Jones and he looks really good, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's losing all weight.
Taking back my health.
You're so good.
That's the only impression I could do.
Yeah, Alex looks good, man. He lost some weight. He looks good.
Dude, he looks great.
Yeah.
He works. He's definitely one of my bucket list people to meet at some point.
Oh, I can introduce you to Alex.
Yeah.
We can make that happen for sure.
Come on.
It's so noticeable. I was like, wow, he looks handsome.
But I text Alex all the time.
I know him. He's just losing weight. But if you go online, there's a lot of people that believe that this is like a different person. He looks great. That's all it is. He looks great.
Here's your daily motivation. Alex Jones is 51 years old. He's been through more shit than you will ever go through. The deep state has come for his life. They have come for his business. They fined him billions of dollars for free speech. Alex Jones has had his rights stripped away. They've tried to take this man's life for speaking truth. Alex Jones is getting ripped. Alex Jones is getting yoked. It's showing all of us that no matter our age, no matter what's thrown at us in life, no matter how many troubles or trials that we have, what really matters is who you are on the rock-ribbed inside. Do you have gunpowder in your gut? Do you have some grit in your teeth? Can you be a man in the face of all of it? Your promised struggles in this life, can you punch back? Alex Jones is a motivation and a vibe today.
All right, and look, I didn't tell that story last hour about putting the kid's eye out to act tough. You know, I remember I was in Christian school and, you know, Protestant Christian school, and it was far away. My mom was sick of driving me there. And I had some friends in the middle school, you know, sixth grade, and they go, you know, we're going to put you in the public school, and, you know, by Dallas. And I'm just this nice kid. And all of a sudden, I'm getting, you know, people, kids are, they've been flunked two or three grades, are attacking me at school. I get off the school bus once, even our nice neighborhood, and some of the older kids weren't even on the bus, come over when I'm walking home and start pushing me around and beat me up and get on top of me and black both my eyes. And my dad gets home like 7 o'clock at night from his dental offices. And I remember walking into him in his study and I said, Dad, I need you to do something. I need you to go find these kids' dads. I need you to protect me. And he was such a nice guy and intellectual and everything. He looks at me and goes, well, you just got to fight harder. I'm not going to be here for you. You can't do that. And it wasn't that he was being mean. That was the old school. People that aren't older like I am, that's kind of gone now. And it's got its extremes as well, but it's what we are. And I remember saying, well, what do I do when there's like four people bigger than me beat me up? He goes, was there a rock? Was there a, you got to fight harder. And it was the craziest thing. 6 months later, one of the same guys and some other people come over, start attacking me. And it was like magically, there's that piece of concrete that had been dropped off a truck, you know, all formed and bubbled like a spear, like a knife. And I grabbed it and just jammed it right in the guy's eye. And I remember the police came, all this stuff happened. There were witnesses, you know. And my dad said, I'm really proud of you for standing up for yourself. And I was just like, wow. And I'll say it, it felt good. It felt good to hurt that person. It felt good to let them know that I had the will. And I've always had that special little flair, like they, you know, say in that great movie, what's the one with Gene Hackman and Clint Eastwood? His name's William Money, and he goes, I've always been lucky at killing people. But the point was, I've always been lucky in a fight at hurting people right away, just right away, always just hurt them real quick. But my point is, that's an expression of the overall will for political action. And what I'm saying is, we don't want to put people's eyes out. We don't want to kill people. But politically, with will, we have to be ready to bring the pain, people, because it's a decision. If you've got to defend yourself, to just get it done. And it's the same thing in business or life or relationships. Stop playing games. And so I only tell that story because it's a true story and it's reality. It's like I told stories of the abortions I paid for and how horrible it is and how I feel guilty. And the left runs articles. Oh, God, look, he's a hypocrite. He's had abortions, but he is against them. No, I know I'm wrong. So I want to go to your phone calls. It's just at the end of the day, the world's never really changed. They just hide the violence and they make it all liberal and, oh, we care and we're good. No, they want to cut our children up. They're the real predators. And it's time politically nonviolently to cut their heads off and to just do it. And I mean that again, metaphysically as an archetype. They started the fight. Now we're going to finish it. And so stop caring about the consequences of what people think about you or it goes on. Just give them the war they asked for. And we will win. Now, I've been telling you this for months, and it doesn't mean it's going to happen. I'm not saying 100%. But from my Justice Department sources at the very top, well, right below the very top, and from everything else, and how scared the Democrats are acting, they have all the proof, they're releasing the proof, and they have every intention. They've been told. They're green-lit, as Trump said a couple weeks ago. He goes, I blocked Hillary being indicted, but not now. They're going to indict Brennan, Clapper, Comey, his daughter, Hillary, all of them. And they're getting ready to try impeachment on Obama retroactively to strip him of his presidential immunity. And that's going on. And I told you that weeks ago. Now it's in the news yesterday. So we need to keep promoting that and calling the White House and pushing it that we want action, okay? And with this administration, they listen. And I started the show with this, and I'll say it now and go to your calls. Anybody telling you to just agree with whatever Trump says, that means agree with whatever his administration is saying. Some of it's good, some of it's bad. No, you have the power. You engage in the influence. You put the pressure on. And believe me, it's bigger than you think with a letter or a phone call or going to an event or calling a talk radio. We're not giving up on Trump. He's done a lot of good. We just need to know now. We got to slide in there and let him know. We brought your ass to the dance. You're going to do what we say, and he will. And that's what they don't want the show in the air for, because they know we will push that. But I'm just a bigger focal point than you individually are. All of us together are this. And that's why they want us off the air, because they know, we know how the cow ate the cabbage. And they know we will say and do and push the truth no matter what comes out of it. So now this and your phone calls. Just in, Obama CIA Director John Brennan is now doing damage control after he was exposed as the architect of the Russian collusion hoax. And I always told you, he's the architect. That's the king daddy. That's the, you know, he's not the boss at the top, but he's the strategic general. He's the chef. He knows he's been caught, says Nick Sordor. When asked if he's worried, Brennan said the DOJ is going to do what it's going to do. Lock him up. He's continuing to perpetuate the lie and saying this is a political attack against him when he tried to overthrow our election in our country. Even though Brennan himself staged one of the most corrupt political attacks of all time, the gaslighting operation is running at full throttle. But Sordor is smart. This is a great point he made. But that's not the point that they're gaslighting full throttle. Of course they are. We are within inches of decapitating them. And just like I played the clip from True Story, made in a movie, Last Duel, you just got to ram the son of a bitch in. Just, we all want it. Start stabbing politically, nonviolently. It's time. Do it. Or live the rest of your life on your knees getting kicked in the face, like when I was 11 years old. I'll air some of the point test thing, but I'm just going to do the rest of the hour. I appreciate the crew getting together. I need to take these calls. But this is what it all comes down to right now. We didn't start this. We're not looking for it. My God. But they're not going to go away, people. We don't have a choice. We need full commitment against the enemy. I know there's a billion programs and shows and internet and all this crap. But why do they want us off the air? Because we got our finger on the pulse. We know who the enemy is. We got their number. We can beat them. But we've got to understand that those of us in the liberty movement worldwide are being seen as the leaders. The whole world is inspired by us because we're the dialed-in people that are involved. We're the small number of people that are white, Hispanic, black, Asian, you name it, who, for whatever reason, your family background or your upbringing or where you were or what you saw, you are dialed in. And they are threatened by you because you've got the genesis point, the seed of defeating them. Remember the old saying, nobody knows who first said it. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. They wouldn't be pouring on their attacks and their lawfare and their censorship and their demonization and all this if they had it all sewn up, sweethearts. And now you can see how they're on their heels. You can see the fear in their eyes. You can smell the blood. Drive the knife into them and then do it 50 more times. Politically nonviolently. Stab. Attack. Or get on your knees and bend over to be raped for eternity. As for me and my house, we are committed to total war against the globalists. 110% hair on fire and loving it. It is a blessing to fight tyranny. It is an honor to stand against the enemy. It is not a burden. It is a blessing. Denying the burden is the curse. We are the human leadership of the future. You are the leaders. You are the resistance, and you need to step fully into the office that God has appointed you in this time. Here's Brennan, who on record directed the stuff against me and my family personally. And I don't make a big deal about it because I expected this. I'm not a victim whining. I'm proud of it. I love it. I count my enemies and their attacks against me as my prized possessions. Because if I didn't have trash like this attacking me, I wouldn't be doing my job. Brennan and all of his ilk are going to be smashed. There's no way to stop the force that's coming. Now, for some of us at the front line, we're not going to make it either, but that's okay. Because we know he's going with us. That's really what matters at the end of the day. And so I'm going to take you with me, Brennan. And maybe God gives me reprieve. I can live to 85 years old. I really don't care. Because it's a spiritual decision I've made to take your challenge. You've declared war on us, and we have accepted the challenge. And we are taking our country and our world back. And the tree of liberty is watered by the blood of patriots and tyrants, to quote Thomas Jefferson. And I grow from the tree of my ancestors that sacrificed their blood, their treasure, their name, their honor, and in many cases, their lives. I am an extension of them. And my progeny will continue on as an extension. I live forever as long as the species continues in the third dimension. And I live in the higher dimensions on regardless. And my spirit will replicate and continue on through the multiverse forever because I've accepted the challenge. So don't fear he who can kill the body. Fear he who can kill the soul. All right, let's go to calls. Brandon in Texas, thanks for calling and holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, we were talking about the Georgia hack before you got Owen Benjamin on.
Yes, sir. Powerful hey, points Alex. You were making. And I actually have the articles you mentioned. Keep going.
Well, I was going to say that Gateway Pundit article didn't even mention this. But I wanted to bring up one thing that broke today. You may have covered it, and I missed it, but an email came out today from Leonard Bernardo dated July 27th, 2016, and it reads, HRC approved Julie's idea about Trump and Russian hackers hampering U.S. elections. That should distract people from her own missing email, especially if the affair goes to the Olympic level. The point is making the Russian play a U.S. domestic issue. And they ended with, in the absence of direct evidence, CrowdStrike and Threat Connect will supply media and GRU will hopefully carry on and give more facts. So,
I will recap if you're on an hour ago what you're talking about, people that just joined us.
Okay, so in 2016, Obama drafted a memo that he sent out to all the different agencies. All right, one of them that was interesting was DHS was tasked to cyber activities against voting systems. The same day, an article came out in mainstream news saying that DHS weeks earlier tried to hack their system and scan it, and it prompted Brian Kemp to send a strongly worded letter to Jay Johnson at Homeland Security saying, hey, what the hell is going on? I've never seen any follow-up to it. I never saw what the outcome to that was, but it's 100% happened. I think they were going to use that as the pretext to deny Trump office in 2016, just like how they kind of said that.
Oh, they said the Russians are going to hack the election, but because they got caught, they had to go to the other stuff.
Yeah, and it's basically the same excuse they used for the DNC server. We know Seth Rich got those on a thumb drive. They couldn't transfer the data that fast across cables in 2016 to a Russian hacker across. People have done studies on this. I believe Benny, what's his name? William Benny came on and gave.
Yeah, the former head of the NSA technical. Yeah, they could see the metadata on the thumb drive. It was downloaded at source.
Exactly. So, you know, with this whole thing, this July email, and this was Leonard Bernardo, who works at the Open Society Foundation, sent this to the Hillary Clinton campaign that I just read earlier.
That's George Soros, for people that don't know.
Mm-hmm. So basically, you know, they threw everything at the campaign. They had, I mean, one poor guy, George Papadopoulos, they sent an FBI honey trap, who I want to know who she was and her name. They haven't come out with that yet. They sent Joseph Misfood, who's a foreign intelligence asset, at him. And then they sent a fat Australian named Alexander Downer at him. He had two foreign assets and a honeypot. I would have probably been had at the honeypot. It would have been a wrap for me, but he managed to get through it, but they still put him in jail anyways over nonsense. They just parallel construct, insert evidence, and then they rig, like they did with your trial, they rig what evidence they'll allow in and what testimony. It's like a whole court game. So they're playing us across the entire board.
Where do you see it going?
Well, the one thing I will say is, you know, I believe when you say that there's indictments coming, they seem like they're scared based on some of the statements they've been coming out with. But I think you got to have accountability for this. This is like Banana Republic type stuff. You can't have this going on. And I think it'll get to a point where regular people are going to get so fed up. And I hope it never comes to this. I think there's going to be people that are just going to jump in as vigilante justice. And I don't want to see our country devolve into that chaos. That's what the left is doing right now, going after like CEOs and politicians and stuff. That one guy that set the Republican on fire yesterday in, what was it, Minnesota?
It's getting crazy. By the way, I didn't play the Brennan clip yet. I'll play that and go back to your calls. Thank you, Brandon. Great points. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I need support. We are maxed out, and I can do so much more in offense, guaranteed beat them even faster in court, and got this other stuff going on. I'll leave it that with the Justice Department, the good guys coming in, and the task force on weaponization, that I need funds. So I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com, subscribe as your monthly donation for $30 a month as a VIP, and know you're doing that bare minimum of support, cancel any time. Not a very hard commitment. You just do it month to month. You charge $30. You're a VIP, and when you want a T-shirt or you want a supplement, you get it because it'll just build up in your account. $40 to spend in the store. You spend $30, you get $40 automatic discounts on everything, special sales, special offers. I'm asking everyone to commit who's never supported the broadcast by buying anything to become a VIP today at thealexjonesstore.com. And then you know you're doing the monthly support. Ever have an issue, don't want to do it, cancel. It's one click, it's your profile. But by being a VIP, you get massive discounts, special offers, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. And it's a way to show your support. We need your backing. I am 100% dauntless. If anything, I get overheated because I've got so much energy and I'm so angry at these people and it bleeds off into my life. I need your backing. I'm backing you. Quite frankly, if you don't back me and my crew, what we're doing, you're nuts. And I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying you're crazy. Evil hates this transmission. We've got their number. And if you don't back the organizations fighting with everything they've got for you, because we're all in this together, well, you've rolled over. You've run up the white flag, quite frankly. And that's what this is. People ask, man, thanks for fighting. Thanks for never giving up. Wow, why does it break your spirit? It intensifies my spirit. To know we're up against pure evil and we're turning the tide and we're winning. And then to know that if we don't fight hard, they're going to win and commit humanity to a nightmare of evil. You think stuff's bad now? You ain't seen nothing yet. Thank me for fighting for my own future and yours collectively? There's not even a question of fighting these people. Look at them. They've got to be opposed. People tend to think being persecuted is oh, you want to stay away from that. Oh, so you want to stay away from the fight. No, it's like John Paul Jones said when he got commissioned as the head of the U.S. Navy, right when it was starting, and he was writing to the Continental Congress. He said, I only want the fastest ships. I only want to be sent into the main war zones in direct action. They said, here, it's our fastest ship. Go out. He immediately goes out and engages and takes over all these British ships, two, three times the size, just ramming straight into them. Well, that's what I want to do. I only want the fastest ships. I want to go directly into action. I want to go 24 hours a day. I want reporters all over the country. I want to be 50 times stronger against the enemy. I want 50 times the audience. I want victory. You think what we've done to the enemy's been effective so far? It's nothing. I have not yet begun to fight. So support yourself. Support us. Do it. Or be conscious that you didn't fight when the time was right. You hesitated. You took this as another entertainment venue, just some other show, just more talk. This ain't talk. This is the targeting coordinates to take down the enemy. This is the Death Star plans. This is Sting, the Goblin Slayer. They hate this blade. This operation is a sword that is plunged politically, culturally, spiritually into the hearts of our enemies over and over and over again. They hate it. It's a standard of their defeat. It's a symbol of their weakness. That's what we're doing here. This is serious business. So I'm coming to you, asking you to continue to commission us in this fight. We've already delivered you more victories against the enemy than any other media operation in the world. And I'm asking you again for all of our collective futures to come to our aid now more and take your fight to the 110% level. Tell the truth. Be accurate. Stand against evil. Have courage. Until it's not even having courage, it's what you are.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So you heard that last caller getting into those documents. We actually have published an article a couple hours ago. The crew just pointed out to me at InfoWars.com. Breaking declassified Durham appendix shows Hillary Clinton personally ordered Trump Russian hoax use FBI to put more oil on fire. And of course, that came out earlier, but this has actual quotes he was talking about. Look at that psychotic demon creature, Hillary. I mean, just look at that. If you can't see how evil she is, you don't have a soul. I mean, it just reeks of danger, danger, demon, demon, top demon, watch out, run, run, demon, demon. And now we know she's in all these drugs, psychotic, blowing up at people, totally insane, which we told you 9 years ago. These are the slaves of Satan. And yeah, it's all coming out how they hacked. Tried to hack Georgia. It came out then, but now it was all them trying to hack Georgia to say they hacked Georgia for Trump, the Russians, but it was them. Vault 7 type garbage. Amazing. And I mentioned this, but let's go to it. Here is Brennan, former head of the CIA for Obama, top globalist, panicking and trying to talk about how he's a victim when he headed up this illegal coup against America and our elections, and President Trump. Here it is.
The Trump administration says it's created what they call a strike force to investigate here. What are your concerns about that? Are you worried?
Well, if the director of CIA and the director of national intelligence make referrals to the Department of Justice, I think the Department of Justice has to do something to respond to it. So putting together an internal strike force, whatever, to take a look at this information is certainly, I think, understandable. But also, I'd like to think that professionals in the Department of Justice will dismiss any of these referrals because they're baseless. They really are. So again, I stand ready to continue to talk about the assessment and what we did during that period of time. There was absolutely no conspiracy. And we continue to stand behind what it is that we have said publicly.
But do you worry at all that the Trump loyalists who are installed in those key positions would find a way to punish you regardless of what the evidence reveals?
Well, I guess they're going to do what they were going to do, Anna. I just feel as though what we did was right. It was legitimate. It was based on our authorities and responsibilities. We would have been derelict if we didn't do these things. So, again, I just like to think that, again, professionals in the Department of Justice and FBI and other places are not going to carry on this, you know, what I think is an absurd effort to try to denigrate the work of intelligence professionals as well as the former leaders.
Speaking of intelligence professionals, NBC News spoke to the former CIA officer who helped oversee that 2017 assessment on Russian interference. And she bluntly says of the current administration, quote, the director of national intelligence and the White House are lying again. We definitely had the intel to show with high probability that the specific goal of the Russians was to get Trump elected. And she added that, you know, Putin and his friends in the Kremlin are probably, quote, toasting vodka shots as we speak at the turmoil this is creating. What are your thoughts on that? Is this all giving Putin cover, even as the president seems to be souring on him a little bit?
I think it has. But what I'm most concerned about is the impact on the professionals within the CIA, within the intelligence community. This is not something that they deserve to have to deal with. For a current CIA director and a former director basically at odds with one another, I really hope that the leadership is not going to continue along this very political, partisan path in terms of defending Donald Trump.
So, translation, we think the CIA and DOJ are corrupt, and we think they will refuse to prosecute us. When it's in the emails, it's on record, they cooked it up, they know it was fake, it was a coup against America. And he sits there and plays victim. And we'll see. But just remember, old Hillary and all the rest of them, these are the people that have been hijacking our country and doing whatever they want, think they're above the law. Absolutely disgusting. Zach in Michigan, you're on the air worldwide.
Good afternoon, Alex. Yeah, I think the hierarchy, the highest hierarchy in the land, in the world, is probably the banks. I just feel that...
It's the big private central banks that control the currency. The private European Federal Reserve refusing to cut interest rates.
So when everybody says they did this, they did that, you know, they're going to do this to Trump. They're going to do this to the American citizens. Who is they? Who are these people?
We say it all the time. It's the big private central banks, their consortium, BlackRock.
So if we have such a good CIA, such a good, you know, Central Intelligence Committee ourselves that isn't corrupt, then why aren't they going after these people like George Soros? We've been talking about
because the central banks created the CIA.
Yeah, okay. So... When somebody says this to me, right, when I look at people and I see people, I've been all over the country. I got family in California, family in Texas. I lived in Tennessee. They ran me out of Tennessee. And no disrespect to the gentleman that you had on, but I knew it instantly that he was from California. Instantly I knew it. He's just another Californian that moved to Idaho. They moved to Idaho. They moved to Tennessee. They moved to Texas. They're even moving to up north Michigan away from the government. But yet they're going to go destroy their cities, and then they're going to go flee to go rule America next. Because look at what just happened in Traverse City, Michigan, not too long ago. Dude stabbed a bunch of people. So it's happening all over the country. And, you know, when I see the police in this country, because who's protecting the hierarchies, Alex? And I don't mean to get upset or angry. I'm not getting upset or angry.
Well, you're not being censored. You're talking. You don't need to improvise those. You're on air. Go ahead.
Because who's protecting the banks? Who's protecting the CIA? Who's protecting these hierarchies, whether it's political or corporate? Because they're untouchable. They're no name. I got no faces to no names. Yeah, we know Clinton. We know George Soros. We know Obama. We know a couple guys.
All right. Well, listen. I appreciate your call, but we name names. The Rothschilds, the Rockefeller family, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, the Eastern European British monarchs, the whole BlackRock consortium, the UN, the WEF, they're different. They're the transhumanist death cult, big tech, all of it. So I don't understand what you're saying. And we can oppose then their agendas and their different internet IDs and their lockdowns. And so we know who the globalist shareholders are. We list them all the time. We must not listen very often. And then we oppose their agendas. So I totally, though, understand your frustration. But, you know, you're like, well, the CIA knows all this. Why did they? Because the CIA at the top's run by them. So let's just start there. It's like this magic thing, the CIA. Like, it's just a bunch of jokers. What they don't want is exposure. Gary in Oklahoma. Gary, go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, the main problem, like Michael Young says, is the United Nations. And you know, like the guy says, the bankers, I don't know why Trump don't have mass arrests. So the guy's got an F in my book, let alone a D minus. And Pam Bondi, you know, the sad joke is, Alex, your file, it's on Pam Bondi's desk.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to say it, but good God, the girl ain't doing nothing. And then the temper that Congress made over Trump's first appointment as Attorney General, look where that went. Now we got nobody that ain't doing nothing when all the January 6ers, you know, they were arrested like within 30 days due to just having their cell phone on them. Tell me we ain't tracked.
I mean, I agree that Bondi and the chief of staff and all of it are very weak. We've got a lot of good from RFK Jr. And Tulsi Gabbard, I think, and Tom Homan and others. So overall, it's night and day of the Democrats. But no, we have to stay on their butt and flamethrow politically the people that are weak. And I say weak as the nicest thing it could be. I want to just think Pam Bondi's weak. I want to think Susie Wiles is weak. I don't want to think they're actually bad guys, but regardless, they got to be watched now.
Yeah. And Mayorkas, I don't know why that guy ain't in handcuffs, let alone Fauci. I mean, it's obvious where the corruption is, but nothing's being done.
Well, the clock's ticking. We've only been in 6+ months. We'll see what happens. They have cut off most of their funding. They are pulling the Pentagon out of the globalist NGOs. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff happening, so I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, but yeah, we should see a lot more. Thank you, Gary. All right, Max in Wisconsin. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm glad you brought up George Soros, because I do like Alex Soros now, tracking like that. George Soros is kind of retired now. I wanted to see what like Alex Soros has been up to. And
yeah, no, George Soros is basically semi-vegetable now.
Yeah, he just hangs out with a bunch of like African-American prostitute males. I don't know if you saw that. They're like really buff. But anyway.
Come on, Alexander Soros.
No, George Soros is hanging out with those bodybuilder guys.
I mean, time he talked about a year ago, he could barely walk or talk. Wow.
They carry him around and stuff. But I was looking at what Alex Soros was doing, and he on July 18th met up with the president of Ghana. I'm going to butcher his name, but it's Samuel Okudzeto Blackwa. And he met up with him. And then the same day, imagine this, Alex, the Ghana president, Blackwa, met up with Marco Juric, who is MP for Republika Srpska, Serbia. And they agree to start the process to bring 100,000 Ghana African-American males into Serbia. Now, I don't know if you knew this, but in Serbia, like, they still use the N-word. And it's like a very macho, I mean, you know all about them and the Muslims. They've been fighting them forever, you know? And it's just like this kind of Rosetta Stone of this, like, worldwide breeding program and cock-blocking for, like,
I do see Soros out at the beach with buff black guys, how are you saying they're gay prostitutes? But it is intriguing. What's going on here?
There's just rumors. There's always been rumors that that was the thing. That was George Soros' thing, was just getting dominated by giant African-American men, because, like, people were wondering about why he never had the smoking hot babes. And now, Alex Soros marries that, like, reptilian string bean, Huma
Abedin. Yeah, Huma Abedin, the beard of Anthony Weiner.
Yeah, and was, like, lesbian lovers and would, like, sleep in the same bedroom as...
well, I really don't need the image of 90-year-old George Soros with black men. Just please stop. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, please. Or Alexander Soros and Huma Abedin.
Yeah, so like Alexander Soros is just doing this like importation program. They should do a referendum. We should have referendums here, referendums for everything. I don't know why not. They try to have referendums to stop the gay pride parades in Serbia, and they won't let them happen because...
How Soros gave interviews in the 80s that he thought he was the Messiah, and look where he is now. These people are so arrogant. Thanks for the call. I just did not know we would go to George Soros and gay black prostitutes, which I'm not saying that's what that is. Please, callers, don't do it. I have to like go wash my brain during when the show ends. I mean, just you've really given me some horrible images in my mind. Please. Wayne in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Go ahead, brother.
Hey, I just want to say first, I'm a first-time caller. We got the Shilajit and the Optimal Human, and my wife has celiac disease, which makes it hard for her to absorb any kind of nutrients. And she's been trying to gain weight. She got down to like 96 pounds. And since she's been taking both of those, a lot of the inflammation in her gut has gone away, and she's gained about 15 pounds. So thank you a lot for that. It's really helped her. She's been on it for about 2 months, so I appreciate that.
Well, that's amazing. Yeah, I mean, methylene blue and the Shilajit and the Irish sea moss are just magic. I can't hype it up enough to listeners. How fast did that stuff kick in for your wife?
Well, it took a little bit of getting her to take it daily, but it was about, she started gaining weight again after about a month, and then now she takes it religiously because it's working. So really appreciate it. Been away, because the thing is with celiac disease, your body doesn't absorb nutrients because of all the inflammation. So it cut all of that out, and it's helped her a lot. So I really appreciate it.
Appreciate you, brother. What's on your mind on Trump taxes and the economy?
Okay, so I think we need to look at how demoralization can sometimes make people get very, very desperate. And when we get desperate, we start losing our ability to have good ideas. We have desperate ideas. And I know the income tax is a scam altogether, but I think I have a solution that would help people and would also be something that might actually pass, which would be, we all know we all pay income tax. They take $18,000, $20,000 from you and give you a $3,000 check. Now, my idea is once, maybe every 3 years, you'd be able to use the total amount that they took from you and use it directly for debt. So it never comes back to your bank account, but the money goes straight from the IRS to your debtors, and let's try to get our citizens out of debt. That'll stimulate the economy, because we're in $18 trillion of debt as a population. And one other idea I got is taking money out of politics. It's going to be impossible, but what if, and I think this would help with term limits too, because I don't think people would stay that long, but what if we allow the system to go on as it is, lobbyists pay congressmen, but 90% of what they get goes into a slush fund for their district, and they keep 10%. So they would still profit a little bit, but that money would come back to their district. It'd kind of be like, okay, yeah, go out there and whore yourself out, and it would benefit their district.
Very interesting point. Thank you, Wayne. I was jamming a few more here before the show ends, and Owen Shore takes over. TS in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love the show. Love what you're doing. I wanted to talk about the presidential score, and I want to give President Trump two scores. You know, as a yearbook president, you know, one of 47 presidents you'd have to learn in school at some time, like Garfield and others. I give him an A. I think as the average president, he's doing a great job, more than most, more than Reagan or others. But the problem is, if he's just a yearbook president, then that's the time when we pendulum swing back to the left right after he's done, like we did after his first term with Biden. What we really need him to do, and what he has an opportunity to do, is be a great reformer, a truly great president, a Mount Rushmore president. And his score on that is undetermined. I couldn't give him a score yet because we're only 6-7 months in. But if he's going to be a Rushmore president and catapult us into a true golden era, he's got to take seriously a war on government crime. Right now they're only going after one of maybe 20 to 50 different government crimes the public's aware of. And the other thing is government theft. All the theft that's happening at a mass scale of the U.S. economy, the U.S. government, the taxpayer funds has got to be addressed at some point. I mean, we're just getting stolen from every direction.
And that's the problem is Trump comes in with his people. They take over. They cut a bunch of funding. But nobody really gets prosecuted because there's little backroom deals being made. And I don't think it's what Trump, I've seen no evidence of that. But it's being done with the lobbyists. And it's so Trump doesn't take a lot of lobbying stuff, but his surrogates are unofficially lobbying. It's a big problem.
Yeah, if he wants to be a Washington-level president, Jefferson, a Teddy Roosevelt, right, an Abraham Lincoln, he has that opportunity now because we are under the thumb of this new establishment that has been over since 1913. He has the power to break their power in the deep state, which was a promise. Might have just been rhetoric. That's okay. I mean, as the average president, that's fine if that's all he aspires to be. But he can truly be one of the great presidents and be a pinpoint in history that we all look back to and say it was all different before him. And he has that opportunity, but he's got to get after this crime and this theft. I sent a graphic to Rob Dew. I emailed it to him. I don't know if they're able to pull it up or not. But, you know, I've made a Jeopardy board, like a bingo card, make this simple for people to understand, of central banking, globalism, money laundering, foreign workers, war, and cartels and monopolies are these six major categories where we're just getting crushed in our country. And people are getting poorer and poorer. They're making it harder and harder to make a living, raise a family, because everybody thinks we're the world's piggy bank. We're the world's milking cow.
But they're trying to collapse society. That's the plan. That's the Great Reset. It's not like, oh, they're messing it up because they're inept. No, that's the plan. But they need to be able to stage themselves as a savior as it gets worse. If we expose they're behind the collapse or running it, then they lose all their power. Thanks for the call. Austin in Missouri. Last caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you're right on point on that last call. I think that Trump's really going after the head of the snake, which is China. And this pedophile stuff is just demonic initiation into their little club, their globalist transition of power over to China, which is also the central bank little poster boy that they want to transfer all the power over to. And we just happen to have the president in office that they stole the election from. So that's the perfect combination to actually confront this problem. And I don't think you can just come out and announce that we're going after China, and he really is trying to have our enemies see us playing checkers when we're playing checkers when we're actually playing chess. He's playing the long game, and I think kind of like what they said we needed to be prepared for is space wars would be the next frontier. I think it's a multi-front proxy war. Everybody that we're in a conflict with is in a alliance with China. It's an info war, and it's also weather wars. So I think the weather wars is the first initiation or the first process of the weather wars or of the space wars. I think if he were to announce all that it might be too much for the public. So some things that he just can't say out loud. And also the big, beautiful bill was the silver lead moment where he had been showing all these globalists that are corrupt in our country that he was willing to release it. And it seemed like, you know, the weekend hadn't even gotten over of the big, beautiful bill being passed. And then all of a sudden that this comes out, a public display that he's not, that the whole Epstein thing's a hoax. The singularity in all of that is I think he's really going after the head of the snake, which is China.
Well, there's no doubt he's going after the private Federal Reserve and China that are the two big heads of the snake, in my view. But he put himself in that position saying shut down Epstein. I don't think that's 10D chess. Trump in some places is doing three-dimensional chess. In other areas, he's not because he's not focused on Epstein. and he's the guy that blew the whistle on Epstein. That's been confirmed. So I don't think there's anything there. It would have already been used. It was horrible handling, and, you know, now it's just, you know, out there, and he needs to just release it all. Thanks for the call. All right. Owen Schroyer takes over with the War Room at Infowars.com/show on radio stations across the country and Real Alex Jones on X. Find the Infowars feed and the AJN Live feed, AJN Live, for Alex Jones Network Live, and you will find Owen Schroyer and all the latest news and all the latest breaking information coming up. And I'm going to file more reports today. I'm about to go to a legal meeting about strategy to keep this place open. It is a nonstop battle to stay on air. I don't want to prove it to you by losing and them shutting us down. All right, but we, by the grace of God, have survived 6-7 attempts the last 12 months. You've seen a lot of it in the news, some of it you haven't, because I refuse to spend all the time we've got to cover these big issues on just what's happening to us. Just know this. We have amazing products, the very best supplements, the very best, widest selection of Patriot apparel, T-shirts, ball caps, you name it. That's an adventure to have those. But the Irish Sea Moss, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, our turmeric's the strongest. It's all there, and there's a sale going right now where you can buy one bottle of any of the supplements or a T-shirt, ball cap, you name it, and get another one absolutely free. And the only catch is you need to be a VIP. And that's a good catch because you spend $30 a month in the store, cancel anytime for free, and you instantly get $40 credit. So if you're going to go buy a T-shirt or a bottle of supplements for $30, pay $30 and get 40, and you make $10. If you're going to buy anything, you've got to be a VIP. And why do we do it? Because we have a special deal, special offers. It's like Amazon Prime. It forms a relationship. And you're going to get the Methylene Blue. You're going to get the Shilajit. You're going to get the Irish Sea Moss. You're going to get the Ultimate Life Force that detoxifies the blood, the spike protein, and helps cardiovascular system. You're going to get it and take it, and you're going to see results. You've heard the reviews. You've seen the reviews. I mean, I'm only selling the best stuff here, so I want you to really love it so you get it again. Again, if I have a restaurant and I have on the menu T-bone, and then I bring you a bowl of rice, you're not going to be happy. No, this is a T-bone. This is a high-quality T-bone. I mean, I want you to have a great experience. This stuff really works. If you don't know what Methylene Blue does, you need to look into it. We got the best. You know what Irish Sea Moss does? We got the best. Look into it and then go there, get the product, and you will not be let down. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Owen Schroyer takes over now.
Just got in my Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Blue, USP grade from TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I've heard all the rants and raves about this. I'm real interested to see how I'm going to feel. I'm going to do a third dropper and then some water right now. And I am going to see, yeah, that's plenty. Maybe that's a little bit more. I'm going to mix this up. And pretty excited to see how this is going to work. So after I fully drink this, I will let everybody know the effects of, hopefully, of what is the unlimited power. What's going on, Xers? Jay Rocket here. Just giving y'all an update. It's been an hour past doing the one dropper of the Ultra Methylene Blue USP grade at the AlexJonesStore.com. Currently at the gym right now, and it's hard to explain what I feel, other than I do feel the mental clarity. I don't have any cloudy thoughts. My focus seems relaxed, but very on point. And the energy kind of feels clean. No jittery, things like that. I haven't really felt any tingling or anything. Maybe if I'll probably take an extra dropper next time. This is on an empty stomach as well. So definitely feel just cool, calm, and collected, but very focused, very centralized. It's a very calm zen feeling. So if you haven't gotten to try this stuff yet, y'all need to go to the TheAlexJonesStore.com and get your Methylene Blue today.
If you are
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.